Welcome to On the Grow, where the journey is just as important as the destination. The podcast where we embark on the exciting journey of intentional living within the whirlwind of busy family life. Join us, Cyrus and Michelle, as we navigate the chaos with laughter, love, and a shared commitment to fostering growth. So whether you're a seasoned parent or just starting your family journey, join us each week for candid conversations, heartwarming anecdotes, and valuable insights. Let's grow together, laugh together, and build a community that celebrates intentional living. I just kind of wanted to talk through my thoughts of something out loud. And sometimes I struggle to like have my thoughts and my intentions match what I'm saying and the energy behind it. But basically, I like to share my losses and my struggles and my wins kind of publicly, I guess, just so that hopefully it can help someone else out there to either recognize how far they've come and recognize and appreciate their own obstacles they've overcome, or take some time for reflection and see where maybe they have areas that they could work towards growth. Or, you know, by hearing me talk about certain things, maybe it'll trigger something in you of like, oh yeah, that's something I could work on. Or, oh yeah, that's something I struggle with too. So maybe just having that validation as well of like, I'm not alone in this struggle. I think that so much of my motivation for wanting to have a social media platform where I share stuff like this isn't like to be like an influencer, because that's just like super cringy to me. It's more so my intentions behind it are because I struggled so bad postpartum and really like my whole life with anxiety and so many things that we all struggle with, like the fear of missing out, you know, thinking outside the box, not agreeing with certain things, like just my own struggles, right? And so I just wanted to have a place where I can talk openly about stuff, because it seems like whenever I'm talking and I'm sharing my own struggles with like moms in my community or with other women or people, it's always the same reaction. Like, that's how I felt. Me too. Why is no one talking about these things? So it's always been this reaction. And even though there are so many like wonderful accounts now and places and people and online blogs and vlogs and things where people are talking more openly about the struggles in marriage, in parenthood, in being a mom, a modern day mom, and being a working mom, being a stay at home mom, and just like being a person in these crazy changing times, I just feel like there's still like not a lot of like vulnerability and authenticity. So I just like really try to be open and honest, just because I would have needed a place and a person to talk to when I was struggling with postpartum and maybe even in high school and like things like that. So it's just like, I try to just be an open book and authentic and vulnerable, even though it's very awkward and like cringeworthy for me, because I'm like, even in my head, I'm like, what is the goal here? But I know that my goal and my motivation is to just speak openly about like my own struggles and things that I'm going through. And maybe through me just sharing, you'll see yourself in similar stories, or like I said, it'll help someone in some way, somehow. So it's just like really like educational, and maybe not necessarily educational, maybe a little bit, but whatever. But more so like maybe just community building and just knowing that you're not alone out there. But all of that aside, so today, like I said, is August 13th. It's my son's birthday, so he's getting a good birthday nap before we have some neighborhood and family activities later. And I'm so excited and thankful for our community. And at the same time, I've been struggling because just a whirlwind of emotions. Like, I'm so excited to go to Spain. We leave on Thursday, so like 2 days. And I am so excited, but yet that also comes with a lot of emotions. It's a big change. It's a big step and a leap outside of my comfort zone, a big leap of faith. I was just journaling about that today. I shared something a little while ago about like a journal entry I did about, I do this devotional, and it was like, you know, trust and having faith in God and like where he's leading you. And I just really felt the need for this upcoming year, like fall and the next year, to kind of just unplug from everything I've known so far in my life, which is like the hustle, the norms, the traditions, the stay in your comfort zone, all these things, like don't try anything new, like everything's set in stone. And I don't know, like we've had a wild year, like the past couple years, and I just was really feeling the need to do something different. So anyways, I think Cyrus and I will share something coming up. I'm getting sidetracked about our motivation to do this year abroad in Spain, because I know we get asked all the time, so we might as well just like record it and pin it to the page. So if you're curious why Spain, why we decided to do this, but anyways, I'm sharing today because it's been a whirlwind of emotions as we begin to get ready to go. Our bags got picked up yesterday, our boxes. We are like shipping 3 boxes, and then we have like all our bags packed and all these kind of things. And I'm just getting nervous, and I've had a lot of emotional struggles like the past like week or two. In fact, I've like told him twice, I'm like, should we just call it? Like, let's just unpack everything and stay. Like, I've been so scared. I've never lived anywhere outside of Nebraska. I never moved away for college. Like, this is a huge thing for me. And I think that's part of our motivation to try something like this, is we like to push ourselves. We like to challenge ourselves. You know, my husband's an entrepreneur, and he's always like, the comfort zone is like, what's that thing? It's like the death of growth or something like that. It's like about challenging yourself and always pushing yourself and growing and kind of along those lines. So it's definitely something that's out of my comfort zone. And I think that's why my mind and my everything is like rushing to keep me safe. It's like, let's not do it. Let's not go. Like, I'm safe here. I'm comfortable here. This is what's familiar. This is what's normal for me. Like, let's not do it. Like, I've literally asked him and told him twice, like, let's just not go. And that's not like me, because I've been planning this like and exhausted from planning and all the work that goes into this, because it's insane. For like a year. And so I think he was really shocked when I was like, let's just call it. Let's just not go. And he told me no. And that's good, because I do think you need someone to hold you accountable, because naturally, like, that's how our mind works. They want, like, our brain wants to keep us safe. So like, if I had decided I was going to bungee jump or do a natural birth, I'm sure like right when it got painful, like right when you got nervous or scared up at that point, I'm sure naturally your body would be like, let's not do it. Let's not do it. I'm scared. But you have to push through. And I never had a natural, like fully unmedicated birth, but that's something I always wanted to do. And I'm still on the fence anyways, but I'm like, if I would have done that, that would have been why, because I like to push myself. I like to challenge myself. And you learn so much on the other side of whatever that challenge is, whether it's an unmedicated birth, whether it's skydiving, bungee jumping, any sort of like pushing yourself kind of like extreme out of your comfort zone thing. It's nerve-wracking. Maybe it's talking on stage. Maybe it's like recording this video, because it is really awkward. But there is something good that comes out of the other side of doing that thing that seems really hard, is what I was getting at. And for me, that thing that I've been working towards that's really hard for me right now is that today my school district went back to school. So my kids' school district that they would have been in, I would have had a kindergartner and a second grader. They went back today. And for the last couple of weeks, I've been like mentally preparing as it got closer. And I was trying to remain strong as like, you know, mom kind of sets the tone for the house. And I've been trying to remain strong and like upbeat and like, this is going to be great. And, you know, there's a lot of stability here. We still have our home. If we want to come back, like we can, like we're not locked into a job contract there. We're not deployed there. Like we have a lot of freedom and a safety net and all kinds of other details. So I've had to also remain really strong for the kids, which is a heavy weight that all moms carry when your family's going through something and you have to be the strong one, because you kind of set the tone of the house. And so that's been hard, is like kind of masking my own emotions, but also letting them know too that like I am struggling. Like I am a little nervous too. And like, this is normal. We're going to be nervous anytime we try something new. When they go to school, you know, there, it's going to be nerve-wracking. If they would have gone to school if they would have gone back to school today, they would have been nervous in their new class with new people. Like, there's a lot of things in life. There's always going to be challenges and new things that are going to make us nervous. And so that's normal, but I was having a lot of grief. Like, I swear, I joke that I went through the 5 stages of grief as we like approached today. And I really do feel like I did, because I finally came to the point of acceptance. And so that's why I wanted to record this, is because I am, I guess, proud of myself. And I wanted to just talk to all the other like moms. Maybe you've chosen something different for your kids this year. Maybe you're homeschooling. Maybe you're doing a hybrid homeschool. Maybe you're sending them to a different school this year because you think it'll be a better fit than where they previously were. You know, maybe you've held them back a year. Maybe you decided not to send them to kindergarten and you're going to delay a year. Like, these are all kind of decisions that we make as moms that like weigh us down for months, that we rack our brains through. We exhaust ourselves as mama bears to find and make the best choices for our family. Maybe it's like a medical decision. Maybe it's, you know, there's all kinds of things that moms have to face, parents have to face and decide and choose and do all these things. And it can be really hard, especially if you're going against the grain of like, what's norm? Like, what's the norm? Maybe you're deciding, you know, not to do something that most people do. And that's kind of like us in this situation. It's not normal to like, just like take a year off. Not that we're taking a year off, because we'll get into that. Kids are going to school, but it looks so different, and that's just like not really done. And that's hard. It's hard being like, not an outcast, but it's hard going against the grain of what is just the norm, what is expected, like all these shoulds and these expectations and this like map. So I just wanted to come on and I guess like acknowledge all of those who've been going through like similar struggles and hurdles and things that they've had to work through and decisions they've had to make. It's hard making decisions, and you always are going to second guess. And there's so many opinions out there. I've just really learned to kind of like tune out the noise and tune into myself and my family and decide what works best for us and just make a decision and kind of like no looking back. Sires kind of taught me that, because otherwise I normally like obsess over a decision, and I, you know, and I did for so long, but I try not to. Once it's made, I'm trying now not to look back. And again, it's not perfect. I still do look back, even like today. I'm like, ooh, you know, like this is hard. It's weird for the kids, like seeing their best friends and neighborhood friends going to school and they're not going. And you know, my daughter's been there the past couple of years, and my son did kindergarten roundup, but I'm still between if I'll send him next year or this year. Anyways, all the things, but it was really hard. And what I wanted to say, I guess, is I really thought that when this day would come, I'd be like an emotional train wreck, that I'd have a hard time functioning, that I would be like, I had wanted to have the kids like be gone last night and like maybe stay at grandparents so they didn't wake up and see kids going to school, because we live really close to our school. And everyone was home. Everyone, well, it worked out that it's my son's birthday today too, but they were completely unfazed. And I think that's the thing about kids. You know, we obsess over every decision, but they are so like resilient and adaptable and go with the flow. And they're so like present focused and in the moment that they're like, you know, I really thought that like, I pictured my daughter like looking out the window longingly and like tears streaming down her face that she wasn't going, and then how I was going to handle that, or me looking out the window, when really like none of that happened. Today was a normal day. They all got naps, and they all still love their naps, and which is fantastic for me. And it was a normal day, and we all survived, and we made it through something that could have been a really hard day, as silly as that sounds. But to see everyone else go back to school and do something that you're right here and like you don't get to do, it's like that FOMO, it's like that fear, you know, and you're like, what's that going to be like? Are these friends going to forget about me? Are they going to make more friends? Am I going to, you know, all the what ifs? And we're all surviving. We made it through the day. And as silly as and little as that is, like it was something that we really worried about for a while, how the kids would do with that when everyone went back, how I would do with that. And in fact, we're going to see everyone after school. And I imagine it'll be like nothing. It'll be like, yay, good to see you guys. And that's it, you know, because kids are like that. And I mean, not to say that our decisions don't matter because they are so resilient. I'm not saying that, but you know, they are going to go with and be adjustable and flexible with anything we choose for them. We just have to believe it's the right decision and have that confidence behind those decisions and just trust and surrender it to God and just go with it and know that you're all learning and growing as a family. And yeah, I just wanted to share that in case anyone else related. Maybe you're not sending your kids to kindergarten this year and that feels really strange when you know their best friends are going. Maybe you are homeschooling this year when that's really hard because they've previously went to public school, or you've public schooled and, you know, or you're sending them and they were previously homeschooled. I don't know. You know, it's like just these changes in life can be really hard and make you get in your head. And it's funny what you learn about yourself through even decision-making things like this. It's like you learn that, okay, you can survive what may seemingly be a hard day, or you may have these ideas built up in your head about how you'll feel when this comes, and then it's completely different. So it's just kind of fun to surprise yourself when you challenge yourself and go against, you know, the norm or maybe what you would have done. And that's part of what I love in that growth, like mindset, idea that when you challenge yourself, you learn so much. And I told some friends last night, I'm like, I really didn't think I would survive today. Like, I thought I would crumble. I thought I would be absolutely like ridden with guilt, sick to my stomach, so sad. I thought the kids would be really sad. I thought they would be upset. I thought that I'd be ridiculed for my decisions or, you know, outcast. And none of these things, at least for the moment, have come true. And I think it just goes to show we can make up a lot of stories in our head about what may happen. And a lot of that is like anxiety talking. And so I guess I'm just sharing out loud in case anyone is still here or I ever post this. But in case you're the same type of person who has these thoughts and these ideas, just know that sometimes those things never play out. And then that helps to rewire the brain too of like, no, these things didn't happen. So next time we have an incident similar, or we have a decision that we have to make, and I start going down the worst case scenario rabbit hole that I do of like, oh my gosh, this is going to be hard on them. And this, why this and this, and I won't adjust and this and this. I can remind myself, remember, I thought that about August 13th, about them starting school, everyone around us starting school and my kids not, and how we survived that. It's like, even though it's something so similar, or I mean something so small, it's not like this major thing, like, oh my gosh, we survived, like my husband, like being a refugee and being bombed. Like, although it's not that severe, it's a little obstacle for our family and a little bit of like an emotional hurdle we have to like overcome, that discomfort. And I think I was talking about that this weekend too, about building discomfort tolerance in our kids and in ourselves, really, because, you know, my middle son, surprise, surprise, has been really struggling with his brother's birthday celebrations and getting presents. And presents are his love language. And he has been throwing fits about not getting presents and wanting what his brother has and all these things. And it's funny how most people rush to just make those feelings like disappear. Like, let's just make him happy. Let's get him the same toy. Let's give him this toy and say that it's his, that he can play with it, all these things. And I'm the type who's like, I'm okay with being with him and holding that like safe space and being a calm rock for him to like have that disappointment. But he has to build that discomfort tolerance. He has to. And that's part of the hard part about being a parent is like, being a parent doesn't mean that everything gets to be easy. It's having to do these hard things that are painful on your heart too. Like I told my husband, and you know, those things, those fights, you're like, cause you always have one parent who's like, let's just make him be quiet. Let's give him what they want. And then you have the parent who's like, no, we need to hold firm. This is a hard lesson that they need to learn. And it does hurt, but we have to show them that they can get through this. And I think that was a big wake up call to me too this weekend when I was challenging Jonah to have some discomfort tolerance. Like, you're going to be disappointed. You're going to be upset that he got something you didn't. We're going to have to learn how to get through that together, because there's going to be a lot of things in life that are going to be uncomfortable, that are going to be disappointing, and we just are going to have to work on our tolerance for that. And I realized that I am having to work on my own tolerance for discomfort, because, like, especially here in the US, we like things now. We like things our way. We don't like to be uncomfortable. If it's too cold in my house, I can turn it on. I can grab a blanket. You know, like, all these little things. We're really spoiled in a lot of the basic things and getting our needs met. And I think that this has just shown me through this that it's okay to have some discomfort. Like, you kind of need some discomfort to grow. I heard someone else relate it to the fact of, like, when you work out, like, if you stop each time, like, the reps start getting insane or the weights get too heavy, you're never going to grow those muscles, because you're never going to get that, like, move through that discomfort and build that tolerance and build that resistance and endurance and strengthen those muscles. And, like, it's the same thing for growth. You have to go through some discomfort and some uncomfortable times and some, like, out of your comfort zone things, and that builds that tolerance that you can continue or do more things that are outside of your comfort zone to grow. So this is long. Maybe I'll just turn this into a podcast episode. Anyways, thank you for being here. I just kind of wanted to share about how we made it through something that I thought would be really hard for us, and the story that I had made up in my head about the potential emotions that we would all be feeling and how we would cope didn't come true. So it's funny how our brains can tell us all kinds of stories and have these expectations and all these things for potentials, and then they don't even come true. So I wasted a lot of time worrying. And so maybe you're that type who makes a lot of worst case scenarios and who plays everything out. Just know that it probably won't play out the way you have it in mind. And that's part of life, I guess. It always is surprising you, sometimes in good ways, sometimes in bad. And I would challenge you to work on your discomfort tolerance a little bit. It's okay to have discomfort. You know, I think we're so used to, like I said, not being discomforted anymore. Especially if you've had any history of trauma, you don't like to have any sort of pain or discomfort anymore. So we just, like, don't let ourselves feel that, or we don't want to go there, but it's okay. I think it's necessary and needed for growth. Definitely, you know, if you're someone who's listening to this who would want more help, there are so many amazing counselors and trauma-informed people out there that can help, because there is a big part of trauma coming into play of not wanting to push yourself, wanting to stay safe, not wanting to grow in certain ways or do those things. So I definitely think, as always, there's a huge role and a need for, whether it's a pastor, a trained counselor, life coach, therapist, someone in your corner to kind of help you and walk you through the really hard stuff. But I think that it's good for us to have some discomfort and build our discomfort tolerance and make it through some somewhat challenging days to be proud of yourself on the other side of those days, and to remember that growth and your ability and your capability the next time you have an obstacle or a challenge that you could potentially meet. So, just sharing that today. I hope you got something out of this. I hope Cyrus and I can get together soon. I mean, obviously we get together. Duh, he lives here. But I hope we can make time. We're going to be doing some birthday stuff. We're going to be traveling, but I do want to post very soon or release an episode about, like, why Spain, why this move, all the whys, all the hows, because it's funny. I think it's, like, not that interesting, but everywhere I go, people are like, well, what are you going to do about your house? What about your cars? Like, well, what are you bringing over? Like, all the questions. So maybe we'll tackle all those in the next episode. So thank you so much. Talk to you soon.